hope you'll join Cairo Radio and Treehouse for a 33rd year of holiday magic, helping provide a holiday gift for more than 5,000 children and youth in foster care statewide. We're sharing stories about the great things Treehouse is doing in our community. Here's Rachel Bell.
24-year-old Katie Buxton entered the foster care system when she was 14 years old.
My situation getting into foster care is a little... It's a little sensitive for me to talk about.
When Katie was 7 years old, her mom took her dad to court, trying to get him to pay child support.
The judge ordered a drug test, and she had smoked marijuana that weekend because she was stressed, and her therapist recommended it.
The judge ordered that Katie and her little sister go live with their dad full time.
That first week was the first week that I had ever had bruises on my body, bruises from like the tops of my shoulders down to my knees. I couldn't sit down for a couple of days. It was horrific. I was 7 at the time. So being entered into the foster care system at 14, that means I had been fighting for somebody to listen to me and hear the abuse that I was going through on a daily basis and that my little sister was going through on a daily basis for 7 years before somebody finally paid attention.
Katie and her siblings were taken from Oregon up to Washington to stay at a 72-hour shelter. She spent a year in a group home, and then she spent about a year with family friends. And with help from her court-appointed lawyer, she moved into her own apartment at 17.
When I was put in high school here in Washington State, I was a senior. I was set to graduate a year early. I had a 4.0 GPA. I was taking college-level classes, was on the honor roll. And like after 6 months of being enrolled in school, they had finally gotten my transcripts from Oregon. And because of the delineancy between Oregon and Washington State credits, they told me that I was going to have to go back to being a freshman. None of my credits were going to transfer over. So I would have been graduating 3 years late instead of a year early. I wouldn't have been able to work the way that I was working. I had 3 jobs at the time. It was really traumatic and really heartbreaking for me as somebody who's really in love with academics. That's the way that I measured my self-worth coming from an abusive and neglectful household is like, maybe I couldn't rely on my parents to give me like good remarks, but I could always rely on my teachers to praise me and tell me what a great job that I was doing.
Katie felt she had no choice but to drop out of school and get her GED. And that's when her social worker connected her with Treehouse.
My first education specialist, Shelby, she was just like the first person that I think looked at me as like a human being and not like as a little kid. And she helped me get enrolled in the community college GED prep classes. She helped me study all the time. She connected me with different resources, told me that Treehouse could pay for like my driver's ed classes, which they did. Yeah, she was just like such an amazing human being.
And then she entered Treehouse's Launch Success Program.
Encouragement is probably like the number one thing. My current Launch Success coach, Claire, she is my number one confidant. I remember calling her a couple of months ago. Something had happened. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it made me bawl. I started crying. I was like on my way to work in the car and I didn't know who to call. Like normally I think normal kids would call their mom or their dad when they're feeling like that. And I didn't know who to call. So I called Claire and I didn't expect her to answer because she's busy and interacts with like 100 other kids on a daily basis, but she did answer. And she sat on the phone with me for a good 60 minutes. And we talked through why I was upset. It was just like such a pivotal moment to have somebody there who like cared about me. Truly, they've made such a big impact in my life.
Katie is currently a college student and she works in an organization that is looking to better the child welfare system.
I had to grow up really fast, you know, living in a neglectful household where there was never enough food. There was never enough heat. There was never reliable electricity because it was always being shut off. You find ways to get scrappy and it instilled these values in me that I don't see ever going away. Really always trying your best, even when the odds are stacked against you, because the world will take advantage of you if you don't take advantage of it. So get up and do something about it, you know?
Donate to Treehouse today. Text MAGIC to 888-973-5476 or go to MyNorthwest.com/holidaymagic.